talk a little bit about Native Americans in film, because when we talk about the High Plains in a sense of place, we often, I think, start with white settlement, or we tend to think of it more in terms of white settlement. But what about a sense of place in that?
We also start with a lot of white exploration. I mean, you know, it's like nothing existed until there was a white person to see it.
Yeah.
So Coronado's our first tourist looking for Seven Cities of Gold and unhappy with what he found.
They are figures in that whole conquest of the West motif. You know, one of our themes in when we look at Kansas in film and literature is that whole manifest destiny sensibility that this is ours to settle, and it's part of this drive that's going to push us to California and all the rest. And because most filmmaking for most of the history of film has been told from that perspective, it gets a little hard to tell the Native American story. And in fact, you only really get a kind of counter-reaction to that with the rise of AIM and Native American kind of rights movements in the 60s and early 70s. And that's when you get, you know, Dustin Hoffman's in it. Little Big Man.
Yeah.
And there was an Altman film right around the time of that, Sitting Bull, or Custer, and Altman taking on the Custer story. And suddenly you get sort of a sensibility that, oh, gee, we've been leaving some stuff out here. But if you want to look for actual Native Americans taking control of that as a means of production, filmmaking is an enormously expensive enterprise. It still hasn't much happened. And where it's happened has interestingly been not Plains Indians, but Northwest Coast, Sherman Alexie territory.
I think some of the early travel narratives, they have... I think some of the most sympathetic accounts of Native tribes, because someone like Louis Girard, who wrote Yatawao and the Taos Trail or something, these people who sort of went out not to conquer but to find out. They were actually curious about exploring what was there without a sense of that they were going to homestead, or that this land should be agricultural land instead of hunting land. So a lot of the early explorers on official journeys like Pike and Long and people like that, they were always commenting on the sustainability of agriculture on the landscapes they were traveling through, good, almost like reports on goods and services, right?
Yeah.
But there are these other narratives, like the Louis Girard piece, in which he meets up with a tribe, he stays with them, he eats their food, he tries to understand what their rituals are, he's not judgmental about the tribes. And so you do get a few glimpses. So I think that's an interesting perspective and an immediate kind of respect for an adaptation of the ways of Native Americans. They see right away, don't they, that...
Oh, yeah.
Somehow these people know how to live in this environment. Let's imitate turning them into us. You know, kill the Indian and save the man. It's more like, how, if we're going to save ourselves out here, we better learn from the people who have adapted to here.